Emporia Public Schools, the Credit Union of Emporia, Walburn's Roofing, Hostess Brands, Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Medrano, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, Moon Title and Escrow, OCL Garza of John North Ford, and Plumbing by Spellman.
Follow Emporia High State Wrestling right here on KBOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local.
Don't miss Emporia State Basketball Thursday, February 23rd as the Hornets and Lady Hornets host Pittsburgh State. Women tip at 5:30, men 7:30. It's a cancer awareness game. T-shirts and great raffle items available for a donation to the Junebug Foundation at Central Care Cancer Center. Emporia State Pitt State Thursday night. Brought to you by Central Care Cancer Center, Newman Regional Health, The Sweet Granada, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, and Prairie Land Partners. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:23 in time for the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. The showcase brought to you today and every month by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
We're for people with plans, whatever they are. We all love to dream bigger, brighter, and always better. At Emporia State Federal Credit Union, we'll work with you to make that dream, however crazy, a reality. So whether it's a thoughtful gift, a brand new car, a vacation at the lake, or just getting a little more every day, we'll help you get it. It's time to open your eyes to a credit union. Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, and we're happy to be joined by Allison Anderson Harder, Superintendent, USD 253 for this month's Emporia Showcase. Dr. Harder, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Ron?
I'm doing great. Always good to have you in here, and also Judy Stanley, Assistant Superintendent of Teaching, Learning, and Student Services, is with us in studio. Judy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. And we have a slew of other guests, too, Chuck, that
we
will
have
be with us
in, guests, yes,
in just a moment as we talk about Career and Technical Education Month. And we'll be talking about some people that have some great information to share from USD 253. Speaking of great information to share, we always kick off our showcase programs with some hashtag Emporia Proud moments from Allison, and not a lack of good things to talk about again, it looks like.
No, we have a happy, hefty list here. So, and good morning to you, Chuck.
Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Chuck.
Emporia High School senior Emma Young was named a National Merit finalist. Emma is now one step closer to earning a National Merit scholarship, which will be announced in March. Congratulations to Emma. Congratulations to Emporia Middle School 8th grader Connor McBride. Connor won the 2023 Lyon County Spelling Bee and will represent Lyon County at the Sunflower State Spelling Bee on March 25th at Newman University. Congratulations as well to Ms. Mallory Ginn, Logan Avenue third grade teacher, for being selected for the Cosmospheres 2023 Launch Learning Fellowship. Ms. Ginn was one of 45 teachers from across Kansas who was selected based on our outstanding commitment to excellence in STEM education. And as usual, we have a brief construction update from our February 8th board meeting. Emporia Middle School is 48% complete. Painting has begun in the science wing, and drywall is being hung in the administrative offices and the commons area. Village Elementary is also 48% complete. Framing has been started in the administrative office space, and additional windows that have been added to that space. The multipurpose room storm shelter is almost complete and will be turned over to the district for use following spring break. Programming for William Allen White is scheduled to start at the end of February. Additionally, the board approved the guaranteed maximum price for Timmerman and Riverside with construction scheduled to begin in May. We are on the downhill slope. It's very exciting. We would like to congratulate our Emporia High School student athletes who competed in boys' state swimming this past weekend. And good luck to our boys' girls' regional bowling team and our boys' girls' state wrestlers who will all compete this week. We have some great athletes. Tonight, we began parent-teacher conferences, which will continue on Wednesday evening and Thursday morning. All parents and guardians are encouraged to attend. If you have any questions about the schedule or conference times, contact your student schools. With conferences being held this week, students will have Thursday and Friday off from school, and we hope that everyone enjoys a few days off.
Parent-teacher conferences. Bring back such stellar memories. Well, I had such a glossy academic record, it was never a big problem.
Never a question.
Never a question. Happy parents, always.
Every time.
Every time. Well, February is Career and Technical Education Month, and Emporia High School and USD 253. A lot of courses and paths for students to follow. And we have a number of people in this morning to talk about the program itself. And let's go to the phone right now, introduce some of our guests. Cheryl Leeds, Assistant Principal, Emporia High School. Cheryl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good. It's nice to have you here. Just want to make sure everybody is on board with us here. Amy Jenkins, agriculture teacher, Emporia High School. Hello,
yes,
Amy.
Yes, sir. I'm here. Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And I'm not quite sure the last, Remington, how's your last name pronounced? I apologize.
Well, it's Remington Dreyer,
okay.
And she's actually out with a sick kiddo today. So this is Nisreen Teichgraber, one of her cohorts, taking her place today.
Okay. Well, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good deal.
Do we have a couple of students with us or one student with us here this morning?
We've got two.
We've got two. We have, was it Nikel Thomas? Nikel, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And Maddox, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So how do you pronounce your last name, Maddox?
Meshack.
Meshack. Okay.
All right.
Good to have you here. All right. Well, let's kick things off. Judy, we introduced Junie, of course, the Assistant Superintendent of Teaching, Learning, and Student Services here, USD 253, and we'll want to talk about, I guess, get the district perspective on CTE, Career and Technical Education, the pathways, and the importance of these opportunities for students in USD 253.
Sure. Well, our career and technical education courses, they provide students with career and academic skills, but they also provide them with soft skills, such as communication, that collaboration, critical thinking, those things that we need in our workplaces. The courses allow for students to explore a variety of career paths. For example, we have a teaching pathway. We've got restaurant management, animal science, construction. Actually, we have 15 pathways, to be exact, which is really nice for our school district. Not many districts offer that many or can offer that many pathways, so we're very fortunate in Emporia to be able to do that. And by offering so many of the pathways at our high school level, we're helping set our kids up to be successful as they go out into the post-secondary world.
Well, a lot of options there for sure. So how do you see pathway participation? Is it good? I mean, is this something the students are gravitating to?
It is. Many of the classes, because they are career-oriented, are very high-interest courses. The teachers do an amazing job building relationships with the kids, and it really gives them the opportunity to explore a variety of pathways. We have students that are pathway completers, which means they take quite a few classes in one pathway or two or three, but they really are the high-interest level classes. For students.
So how were the pathways identified? What to offer? I mean, did you as a group come up with this as far as these are the courses and pathways we want to offer? How was that developed?
You know, most of these pathways have been around a long time prior to my coming on board, but we maintain them by interest level, and we continue to grow. One, for example, is our teaching pathway is almost doubled in size, so it really is based on interest level.
I was going to ask you, too, Judy, about, you know, just kind of the development of this and specifically more looking out statewide or maybe even nationally. Is this kind of the trend of education when it comes to high schools, is developing these different pathways and setting kids up for success through those?
Very much so. You know, when we were all growing up, the four-year college pathway is what we were all encouraged to do, right?
The general college pathway, yeah.
Exactly. And now we recognize, you know, careers aren't just a four-year college adventure, that there are a lot of occupations out there that maybe go the career and technical education side, and we need all of those things. There's been a conversation about really looking at what pathways in your area are the most needed. For example, teaching would be one that's in a high need area for the entire state of Kansas. But one of the cautions we have as a district is we don't want to just offer pathways that are high need in our area, because we recognize that it's about students and what they want to do for the rest of their lives. And, you know, it's really hard to decide at the age of 15, 16, 17, what am I going to do for the next 50 years? And so we want to make sure that kids get to experience all of those things. So we aren't limiting to just our high need in Emporia or the Emporia surrounding area, but really giving a variety of options for our kids.
I think you bring up a good point. I mean, students now – at 14, 15, 16, don't know exactly what you want to do, but it seems like a lot more kids that age are determining what avenue they want to travel down now, more so than in the past. Do you see that?
We do, particularly in the area of health science. Usually those students, when they've decided I want to go the health science pathway, they stick with it. But we just want to make sure that kids are having exposure to their high interest areas so that they can really figure out what they want to do. One thing that we notice, sometimes you might think this is the career you want to take, and then you take a class and you go, maybe this isn't the one for me, so I can venture down a different pathway.
Yeah, oftentimes changing majors in college, you say, I don't want to do this.
Yep.
Figure that out.
One other thing, Judy, is you look at the we talk about, in general terms, pathways, but obviously, the announcement that came out of Burlington yesterday, that probably puts a lot of focus on the STEM-based pathways that you have, and probably will for some time.
Absolutely. And that's what we're always looking at. What's up and coming? What can challenge our kids? What can really get them ready for that workforce?
All right. Let's move down our list here. Thank you, Judy. Good information. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Good to have you in studio here this morning. Let's say good morning again to Cheryl Leeds. Cheryl's the assistant principal at Emporia High School. Cheryl, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Well, let's talk about maybe an overview of the pathways that are offered at Emporia High School and a little bit about student participation. What do you see at E-High?
Well, Ron, we have a high interest, as Judy said, in the courses. They have a variety. We have the sciences, the animal science and plant systems. We also have the biomed and the health science, which is the medical field. Then we have the business. We have three business pathways. So there's also construction and design and marketing. We base the pathways that we offer on an interest survey that the kids do. We also have a needs assessment that's done in the area with the technical college, looking for those high needs classes and the high needs careers and pathways that are out in the community.
It sounds,
and we have a tremendous number of kids that are going to be pathway completers this year. We have 107 pathways completers that we'll have this spring. So that's up from 82 last year. So we're growing.
Outstanding. Cheryl, it sounds like the pathway process is voluntary but highly encouraged here for the kids. Is that true?
That's correct. The kids, because all the classes fall within the classes that are offered, they can take a selection, a variety of classes, and they find out that this is something I'm interested in, and so they then continue the courses and to become a completer.
So, go ahead, Ren.
So what does it take to complete the class? What do they look at, Cheryl?
To be a pathway completer, they take the three levels. They have an application level, which is the highest level. It's the most specialized courses, and then the technical, which it gets more into the how you do things, and then the intro is just an overview of the pathway. So they start at the intro and work their way up, and they do work-based learning experiences where they go out into a career of their choice, and they experience some of those careers.
Shall we go ahead and bring Nikhil and Maddox back into the fold here?
Well, let's let Cheryl bring up the CTE recognition night that is coming up this spring. Let's talk about that, Cheryl.
We have our CTE recognition night where we're going to have a celebration of all the kids who are pathway completers, and it will be on Monday, May 1st. At 6:30, and we have the kids come in. They receive their certification and recognition for all the hard work that they've done. Their pathway leads get to celebrate them and share about them.
Outstanding.
We're also going to, April 20th, we'll be having a Lyon County Youth job fair in conjunction with the chamber and other entities at the Anderson Building in the fairgrounds, where juniors and seniors who have their resumes ready can go out and seek employment or at least see what opportunities are offered in the area in a pathway that they're interested in.
Sounds good. Well, let's bring our seniors on. Nikhil, good morning again. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Nikhil's a senior biomedical and health science pathways. The obvious question is, what got you interested in that particular pathway?
I think just over the years, I've always had an interest in nursing. And so coming into the high school and seeing that they had classes that offered that just kind of interests me more. And so I started taking the classes and realized how much I love the healthcare field.
How deep into the pathway are you right now? And what are some of the things you're currently studying?
So right now I am completing the biomedical pathway. So we're studying microorganisms and bacteria in class.
Is this basically everything that you expected when you got started with the pathway, or did it throw a few things at you that you weren't expecting?
I think it's more than what I was expecting. I never thought that I would get as much experience in the pathways as I have at EHS. It introduced me to a lot of real-world experiences and deepened my understanding for anatomy and bacteria.
Well, Nikhil, how long have you been in the pathway program?
3 years.
What is your goal?
Yeah, do we assume nursing is in your future then?
Absolutely. I plan to go to ESU and major in nursing and then become a nurse practitioner after I graduate.
Outstanding.
Awesome.
Outstanding. Well, Nikhil, thank you for your time. Let's bring Maddox back to the microphone here. He's a senior in business management and entrepreneurship and also business finance pathways. So you're working a couple of pathways on your own. Maddox, how are you?
Good.
Good. What got you interested in these two pathways, business management and entrepreneurship and then business finance?
To be honest, pressure from parents. And also, at, an introductory level, I didn't really know much about the pathways themselves, but, once you get involved in that system, you're really encouraged to, continue on into those classes, and that's what really, motivated me.
So is this something that you might be pursuing post-high school?
Yeah, but primarily I'm going to be using, the business side of this in, the future law career at, Washington University going into law school.
How do you see these two pathways helping you with your law career? Because I think a lot of people wouldn't really necessarily see the business side as helping a legal practice.
I think it can form the basis of the civil side of law, which is what I'm hoping to go into as well, and also provides just a stable foundation point for gaining future knowledge.
So how long have you been in the pathway program, Maddox?
I'd say 3 years almost.
So has it been good for you?
Yeah, no doubt. There's a lot of applicable skills that you learn, real-world scenarios that you're, experiencing. For example, I worked in, in-school, shop. There's also, mock interviews as well.
So a positive impact, indeed.
Absolutely. Well, Nikhil, Maddox, thank you for your time here with us this morning, and best of luck to both of you as you get into college.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
I think it's time to bring Amy Jenkins on, who is agriculture teacher at Emporia High, talking about the pathways she teaches, which includes animal science and plant systems. Amy, how are things going for you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. What, from your perspective, went into maybe organizing these pathways, and then what has gone into maybe adjusting these pathways as you get more information, maybe new technology or certain new priorities come up?
I think the big thing is we look at what the students are interested in, not necessarily what the teachers want to teach. We do it more based on the needs of our students and look at what each group of students that are coming through the high school truly need. Some years they need more content. Some years they need more soft skills. It just kind of depends on the group of kids coming through the classes.
So have you had good participation now and in the past, Amy?
Yeah, my classes are actually really full. And every class that we offer, we are at our cap limit of how many we can have in the room. So the ag pathway has definitely been growing over the last few years.
What is it about the ag pathway, Amy, from your perspective? That is it just simply the fact that we're in a rural area with a number of different possibilities in rural careers afterward, or are there other factors in play that have made it so popular?
Well, I think the fact that we have 21 million jobs in agriculture in the U.S. plays a big part in it, and that once the kids take intro to ag, they see how many possibilities there are in agriculture. You know, you can go to ag business or ag science. They can go down the animal side or the plant side. There's just so many opportunities there. And then once the students start taking some of those classes, you know, they find that they have peers with similar interests, and it's more fun to come to school when you're learning about stuff that you're truly interested in. So I think that's helped a lot.
So do you find that the majority of students in the Pathway program follow this avenue into college and then their career? Is there any way you track that, or have you heard, Amy?
We do. All the CTE teachers do keep track of that kind of stuff. In my pathway, two-thirds of the students that complete my pathway go on and do some kind of agriculture career or major at a college post being a completer of the ag pathway at the high school. And then 75% of those kids go on and receive a four-year degree that is in some kind of ag major.
That's good.
Great stuff.
Boy. And I think this is FFA week, too, isn't it, Amy?
It is.
Throw that in there. How's the program going out there? Is that good?
Good. We have a lot of kids participating. We have lots of scholarship opportunities for them, lots of ways to get involved in the community. So we're really helping them build their resumes. We take our big trip to Indy every year, and the kids are always excited for that, to go to the national convention. And we go to Manhattan for the state convention, and they all like the traveling, too.
Outstanding. Well, Amy, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck here as these pathways continue throughout the rest of the year.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, and I think we have Nisreen Teichgraber, who's going to wrap up things here for us, at least on the phone here today. Nisreen, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good. Well, talk about the pathways that you're overseeing here this year.
Well, I mainly oversee the restaurant and event management pathway, and it's part of our hospitality and tourism career cluster. Also in family and consumer sciences, Remington Dreyer leads our early childhood development services pathway, and we just really encompass a lot of different interests for our students.
A lot of interest in that program, that pathway?
Absolutely.
Nisreen, I was going to ask you, too, especially with early childhood development becoming such an important economic focus here locally, have you had to, maybe go outside the school walls and maybe talk with, you know, like Flint Hills Technical College, which is developing its own program, or, you know, maybe the city, the RDA and things like that to maybe gauge needs and tailor the program going forward?
Yes, for sure. I know Remington has been working on incorporating curriculum and certifications that help students to be able to receive those credentials a little bit sooner, so that, you know, when they graduate high school, if they were truly interested in possibly, you know, operating a daycare or childcare, a place for childcare, that would help them to get that started a little bit sooner. So we definitely have a need in our community, and we are pleased that the Tech College is starting that program, and we can't wait to build that partnership even stronger, as we already have, you know, those really awesome dual credit opportunities for students currently at EHS.
From your perspective, just how vital is this, and how rewarding is it then to see the interest given, you know, what we've seen the last 2.5 to 3 years in child development?
I think it's really amazing, the passion that, you know, students have to continue that, you know, continue essentially what we're doing as educators, you know, maybe even just in a different way. I think that it's really rewarding to be able to see students have that interest, and maybe a lot of that comes from their own needs in their home, where they're, you know, having to take care of their siblings and help their families out a lot of the time, or maybe even if they just have a specific interest in education, whether it be early childhood education or different forms of education like music therapy or speech pathology, we just get a really wide range of students that have an interest in this area.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I learned a lot here this morning. Nazarene, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Well, Dr. Harder, plenty of opportunities for students, and the Pathways program looks like it is doing what it's intended to do.
Yes, very, very exciting. We have so many things happening at Emporia High School that it's just hard to name them all. But they did a great job of highlighting everything.
Yeah, that's a wonderful, wonderful program. And Judy, I would think from your standpoint, are you happy with the way, the direction the Pathway is going?
I'm very proud of the high school and what they're doing with the Pathways. I've had the pleasure in my previous role with teaching and learning and in my current role to work with the teachers very closely in career and technical ed. And I can't tell you how nice it is to see their passion for what they do. And I think that's evident with the students that are interested in the Pathways.
I think we heard a lot of that passion here this morning.
I do agree. Allison, thank you very much for your time here with us this morning. Really
thank
appreciate you.
You
joining us.
Always appreciate the opportunity to have the showcase. Chuck and Ron, have a great day.
Judy, thanks so much for your time here today. Thanks for joining us in studio.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks to all of our guests here this morning for joining us on the Emporia Showcase, which is brought to you monthly by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. Good morning. It's 8:49.
Just when you thought that Mr. G's Express Car Wash couldn't get your car any cleaner, they have new products that will. Rustite and Desalt. Rustite provides rust inhibition to the undercarriage of your car and offers added protection. Then, for the winter months, Mr. G's has added Desalt, a product designed